From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, June 17th.
Coming up, an Iran-linked hacker group claims it breached Cal Water and posted a Chico customer's bill online.
Also, El Nino is back, but will it help or hurt the North State fire season?
And updated results show Mike McGuire and James Gallagher in a dead heat in the regular primary for California's 1st Congressional District.
But first, people visiting Sycamore Pool in Lower Bidwell Park will see more warning signs about bacteria in the water. This follows last year's E. coli outbreak. Jarrett Bowden is Butte County's public health officer. He says the city of Chico is trying to give people better information so they can decide if they want to swim.
In the past, those signs may have not been used as frequently. This year, they're making a really good effort of making sure those signs are clearly visible.
Bowden says if the dangerous strain of E. coli linked to last year's illnesses is detected again, public health could become more actively involved. He says no swimming warnings would also be posted. Most E. coli found in the creek is harmless, but Bowden says when bacteria levels are elevated, young children and people with weakened immune systems may want to stay out of the water.
An Iranian-linked hacking group claims it breached part of water systems in some California cities, including Cal Water and Chico. The group says the intrusion was intended as a warning after U.S. drone strikes hit Iranian water infrastructure.
So this little hack on Cal Water is just one sickly little rooster coming home to roost of the American Imperialist Project.
That's Chris Hobbles-Gray, a lecturer at UC Santa Cruz who studies how computer systems affect society. He says the group's claimed release of customer billing information appears more symbolic than a threat to local water service.
This itself shows that all such systems are hackable, and that's not great, but it's no giant disaster.
Gray added that cyber threats against critical infrastructure will remain an ongoing challenge. Cal Water says it's investigating the incident and reports no disruptions in operations.
Weather forecasters say El Nino is underway, and it could become very strong by winter. But what does that mean for fire season in the North State? NSPR's Andre Bayek explains.
El Nino is a climate pattern where unusually warm water in the Pacific Ocean can influence weather around the world and make it stormier in some regions. Daniel Swain is a climate scientist with UC Agriculture and Natural Resources. He said on his Weather West blog that the shift could increase the likelihood of late summer and fall storms in Northern California and the Sierra Nevada.
If we're lucky, those will defuse fire season. If we're unlucky, those could lead to dry lightning events and spark a bunch of fires. So it could go either way.
Federal fire forecasters say much of the North State could see more large fires than usual from July through September. They say vegetation is drying out early, and heat, wind, and lightning could help fires spread. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
In other things to note today, two more offices under the U.S. Department of Education will soon be moved to other federal agencies in a shakeup that could affect oversight for about 20,000 North State students with disabilities. The Trump administration said yesterday that special education programs will now be under Health and Human Services, and civil rights enforcement will be moved to the Justice Department. The administration says services won't be disrupted. Advocates say it's an attempt to chip away at public education.
Also, updated results in the regular primary for California's 1st Congressional District now show Democrat Mike McGuire and Republican Congressman James Gallagher nearly tied at 42% each. Both were already expected to advance to November, but the latest count matters because Chico Democrat Audrey Denny won't, and she took about 14% of the vote. McGuire is trying to flip the seat under new lines more favorable to Democrats, and will likely try to win over Denny's voters this fall.
And lastly, government agencies are using artificial intelligence to make consequential decisions about the lives of Californians, as according to a new report from the state's Department of Technology. CalMatters reports the state identified six high-risk systems, including tools to flag possible unemployment fraud, predict whether incarcerated people will reoffend, and detect when college students use generative AI. State law requires California to disclose those systems every year.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 17th. Our theme song is Fast Pop, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.